you realize what you're saying. Lord, I want to go. All you got to do is show me the way. God be the glory for all he continued to do for us. This is day number 49. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise God. Give God some glory. You're still here. Hallelujah. Praise God. He could have left us in 48, but he brought us on into 49. Praise God. And I am glad that I'm here. I don't know about you, but I'm glad that I am here. Praise God, because this is another day the Lord has made. Hallelujah. We ought to rejoice and be glad that you're in the day. Hallelujah. Praise God, because he didn't have to keep us here. Nothing we done merit us being here. Praise God. But by his grace and his mercy, we are here. We glorify God for this day. We're not worried about tomorrow, but I'm glad to be in this day. Hallelujah. Because we can't live in tomorrow. We can only live for the moment. Praise God. Hallelujah. So we honor God, the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, who has brought us together one more time. Praise God. And to God be the glory for all he continues. Hallelujah. We got God, glory and honor to God for our presider, Elder Bush. Hallelujah. We praise God for all officers of the church. God. And to all our ministers in the house. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God again for every lay person. Everybody's special, everybody's important, everybody is precious. And somebody, glory be to God. And everybody looks good. Because God made us that way. Beautiful. Wonderfully made. Praise God. He has done just that according to his word. Praise God. Hallelujah. What time is it? Good news. Good news time. God's word is good news. And it's good news in the bad news world. Hallelujah. We come to bring you some good news. After all the bad news that's gone on through the week, praise God, we need some good news. Glory be to God. And you always find the word of God being some good news. He always gives you a way out and hope for a better thing. Glory to God. So whatever it is that's bothering you, find it in the word. Your deliverance is there. Our text today is in the book of Joshua. Our message that was there last Sunday. And we're picking up from there today. Joshua 6, verse 5 and 20. Joshua 6, verse 5 and 20. Father, we stand here yielded, let the manifest command, spiritual man. We give it all unto your care that you may use us for your glory and your honor and your praise. Send forth your word through this vessel that's set apart for you to be glorified. Send a word that will continue to empower us and to keep us free to do your bidding. Send forth your word and we shall be delivered and in your will. In the name of Jesus we pray. And let the words of my mouth, the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight. O Lord, our strength and our redeemer, anoint us now for this task. Amen. Are we there? Joshua 6, verse 5 says, and it shall come to pass that when they make a long blast with the ram's horn, and when ye hear the sound of the trumpet, all the people shall shout with a great shout, and the wall of the city shall fall down flat, and the people shall ascend every man straight before, up, send up every man straight before him. Verse 20. So the people shouted when the priests blew with the trumpets. And it came to pass when the people heard the sound of the trumpet, and the people shouted with a great shout, that the wall fell down flat. So the people went up into the city, every man straight before him, and they took the city. Tell your neighbors, the neighbor, the walls got to come down. The walls got to come down. We asked you last week if you trust God. And we indicated that if we don't follow what God is saying, it's a sure sign that we don't trust Him. You figure that you got a better way, or that God is not God. When you trust him, you can't do that with walls in your way. Joshua was leading the children of Israel to the promised land after they had been wandering in the wilderness for 40 years. They had crossed over Jordan on dry land and had come up to now Jericho, city that was well fortified. But in order to get to the land of promise, they had to go through Jericho. Now, they could have gone on to Canaan by going around Jericho, because they walked around the city 7 days. So they could have gone to the other side and kept on going to Canaan. But sometimes God needs you to go through some things. We don't want to go through nothing, do we? Especially if it's some trials and tribulations. But we remember what the word says in Psalms 34, and I think it's 19, that says, many are the afflictions of the righteous, but God delivers them out of them all. So if you don't go through nothing, how is God going to deliver you? How will you ever know that he is a deliverer? How can you witness to somebody that's going through and say, tell them that God is a deliverer, and you don't never know that he ain't never done anything for you? Deacon Leroy just sung, Lord, if you need somebody, I want to go. Send me. That show me the way. That's saying a lot. Because sometimes God places for you to go, you don't want to go. Even Moses himself, when God told him, go back to Egypt. I don't need you out here, I need you in Egypt. We get home and we get comfortable. It might be a little cold out there, but God said, I don't need you in your warm house. There's somebody out there in the hedges and the byways that need to hear a word from the Lord. But the wall of comfort got us sitting home, getting lazy, getting at ease in Zion, but the wall got to come down in order to do the will of the Lord. That wall that keeps us from making that sacrifice. But I heard the Lord say in his word that you need to present these bodies a living sacrifice. God can't use you right up and dead. While you're still living, you got to sacrifice. And you're sacrificing for the Lord. Now, we'll sacrifice for us. We'll do without so we can get something else. From self, but we won't do it without for the Lord. and everything is his anyhow. You just got your hands on it. That he allowed you to put your hands on it, and then you claimed it. The walls got to come down. So there they were outside of Jericho. And the word said Jericho was shut up because of the Israelites. Nobody could go in and nobody could come out. Sound like a stalemate. Nothing happened, but God says to Joshua, see, I have given you Jericho. It's in your hand. I have given you, past tense, already got it, but ain't in it. Already is mine, but I haven't stepped a foot in it yet. I don't see the results of what God is saying, but I got it. That wall that keep you from seeing your victory got to come down. We got to claim it now. Those things that appear not to be, we got to claim it as it is, that I have it right now. So I can say, I got $1 million and won't be lying. Even though my bank account may be reading $10. But if God said I have it, I don't need to see the numbers. I don't need to have it show up on my ATM account. God said, I got it. I got it. That's my evidence, because I believe what the Lord has said. And then it shall come to pass. May not even be on this side. And it may not be in me, but it come forth through my child. All right? I've given it to you. It's in your hands. Church, God is saying you got power in your hands. You got power in your tongue. You got power in the words that you speak. Speak it, and it comes to pass. God spoke everything into existence before he brought it, made it come forth. He spoke it before it was. He spoke it. Hallelujah. We got the gifts that will cause mountains to move. We got the gifts of deliverance, healing, peace and joy. We got the gifts to do whatsoever God says. Because when God said it, it's already done. The way is already made. But you got to go God's way. You can't go there your way. No doubt some of the people were wondering, why can't we just go on past Jericho? Why are we sitting out here waiting around and we need to get to the promised land? Some of us don't want to do what we need to do to even make homecoming successful. Because it ain't doing it my way. But if we come together in one accord and focus on the same thing, nothing shall be impossible unto us. But the walls got to come down. Those things that keep you from doing what's been asked of you are walls that you put up. Some of us not doing because we're married with somebody else. Tell your neighbor, ain't got nothing to do with God. But there's a wall there because you got rubbed the wrong way by somebody 10 years ago. And here it is. That would be what, 2008? Here it is, 2018, you still carry that same wall. That wall is up there. And God has told you how to get rid of the wall. But it didn't make sense. God told Joshua that I'm going to give you a plan to bring the walls down. Now, I can hear Joshua saying, Lord, what's the plan? The people are getting restless. God said, get your priests together. Get 7 of them to go before the ark. And just have the people to walk around the wall. One time. And do it for 6 days. On the 7th day, I need you to walk around 7 times. Now, on the first 6 days, they can't utter a word. Can't make no kind of communication with your mouth. Somebody's saying, well, I got it made nowadays. I can text them. Now, if you texting it the same as you speaking it. Sometimes we want to discuss things. The plan has been given to you. Now you want to discuss it. And I think the Lord told us to tell you whatever he says, just do it. He told us to discuss nothing he told us to do. Because he says what he means, and he means what he says. No more, nor any less. God say, all you got to do is confess that you're sinners. Believe in your heart that he's Lord. You can be saved. Nothing else you need to be doing. But confess your sin. Believe that he's Lord. And believe that he died for your sins. And be able to tell somebody that the Lord saved me. It's just that simple. The plan that Joshua was given was a simple plan. They ain't too hard. I can walk around the wall. But now that those children, they obeyed it to the letter. But not this generation. Why can't I talk? You mean I got to stay quiet for 6 days? I got a mouth. God gave me this mouth. I'm going to use it. You can use your mouth, but make sure you use it for the right thing. He told us, as you go, make disciples. Be my witness. But we use the mouth other than witnessing. As we go, we don't make no disciples. As we go, we don't witness. As we go, we don't give the people the gospel. We give them the gossip. The neighbor, there's a difference between gossip and the gospel. We're to carry the gospel, not the gossip. That wall got to come down too. And when we bring that wall down, God will be able to do what he needs to do. If we go and break that wall down and compel people to come, then the house can get full. And just because you ask them one day and they turn you down, keep on asking. It's about like the Lord telling Peter about forgiving. Keep on forgiving. We got to get outside the box. Thinking and numbering things. Don't you know when you put a number on something, you put it on yourself? Whatever you try to do towards somebody else, you're doing it to yourself. You can't bind me without binding yourself. Hallelujah. And so, the walls of indecision got to come down. The wall of slothfulness got to come down. And notice that the wall didn't fall the first day. It didn't fall the second, third, fourth, or fifth day. It did not fall on the sixth day. And after going around the city six times on the seventh day, it still hadn't fallen. Because God said, you got to do it seven times. We want to do what God said, but we want to do it the shortcut. I know it's a quicker way of getting it done. You got to do it God's way. Because there's only one way. And any other way is the way of destruction. Any other way leads you to death. But God's way will lead you to life and life eternally. God's way will give you peace, joy, and happiness. God's way gives you hope, deliverance, and victory. God's way will show you the light and let you know that he's with you always, even to the end of time. Well, when they went around the seventh time, Joshua said to the people, now shout a great shout. I believe they weren't just saying anything, but I believe somebody might have hollered out, hallelujah. Somebody might say, bless you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. What you thinking for? The wall is still up. But part of the direction was to shout. And then the wall will come down. I'm shouting for my blessing. I don't have it yet. But if I shout loud enough and consistent enough, God will bring away out of no way. God will give us the victory. And so they shouted. And when they shouted, after the trumpet blew, when they shouted, the wall fell down flat. So they were able to go in the city now and carry out the rest of God's plan. They were not to take anything out. Hallelujah. And if they did, it would be a curse to them. And the thing they take would be a curse. All the silver and gold belong to the Lord. That's the only thing they were bringing out. God's plan was to bless him first, and then he will bless you. Give him your first, and then he will bless you. Abe and Cain. Praise God. Abe, hallelujah, tended the land. Cain tended the land. Abe had the animal. And he bought his first of the yielding to the Lord. God got the first. And then Abe got the rest that were left. Bring God your first. He wants your best. Don't blame his leftovers. Give him his first. Hallelujah. Paul said at the beginning of the week, lay aside that they belong to God the first day. Then you can have whatever else the rest of the week. Glory be to God. God said, bring me the silver and the gold. This belongs to the Lord. Bring it to the house of the Lord. First, don't take nothing for yourself, because the city is a curse. Only Rahab and her family were to be saved, because she kept and hid the spies that came to spy out Jericho. Glory be to God. But some of them went, hallelujah, into the land and took some of the silver, took some of the gold, even took them some women. Glory be to God. And everything they touched was a curse, and they became a curse. They had to be burned. They had to be killed. Hallelujah, because they didn't do what the Lord said. But the wall got to come down. That wall of disobedience got to come down. That wall of pride got to come down. That wall of selfishness got to come down. That wall of hatred got to come down. That wall of jealousy, envy, and strife got to come down. That wall of disappointment got to come down. That wall that keep you from praising God got to come down, because God deserves and all the praises that you can give him. Give God his just due. All the walls, hallelujah, that keep you from being like God wants you to be got to come down before you can be what God had you to be, before you can do what God will have you to do. The walls got to come down.
Hallelujah.
You ain't going around wondering why God hadn't done this and why God hadn't done that. It's because you got walls built up, and you're blocking yourself from getting the blessing. They could not get into the city to get what God said, I've given to you, until the walls came down. You cannot receive what God has in store for you till you break them walls down. Hallelujah. You got to get the walls down. Cast all your care unto the Lord, for he cares for you. And when you cast it to the Lord, the walls will come down. But you got to cast it to the Lord. You got to let the Lord do it, because it wasn't the people that brought the walls down. It was God that brought them down. So when you cast that to the Lord, them walls gonna come tumbling down. What you think you could do, you'll be able to do it. Because with him, all things are possible. Hallelujah. The wall must come down. Hallelujah. And don't put them back up. Don't even stick a fence up. Hallelujah. So as things happen, cast it right then. Don't hold it not 1 second. Because if you do, a wall gonna get there. But cast that care immediately. The enemy want you to linger on it. Because he knows the longer you linger, the longer you're gonna hold it. And he just want you to hold it long enough till the death angel come. And then he have you sealed to eternity in hell with him. The wall must come down. Whatever's keeping you from being saved, whatever's keeping you from being holy and doing what God said, cast it. God bless you.